Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jean Joyce Wharton down Dallas, Texas. Good morning to you, Jean.
Good morning, LaVon.
Jean, the first thing we need to do is kind of talk a little bit about your ties to Atlantic and Cass County. They've been long and still are.
Oh, yes. I still have family there. My brother, Russ Joyce, is still living on the family farm, and I have a brother, Lauren, that lives over in near Marnie. And I grew up on a farm in Benton Township and went to a one-room school there for through eighth grade and then went to high school in Atlantic.
And you were a 4-H member.
Oh, yes. And 4-H is, I still think, is one of the best programs in the world.
And
it teaches you all kinds of things and leadership, et cetera.
So part of what we're going to talk about today maybe has a little seed in 4-H, so to speak, because you're...
That could very well be.
And the other thing I wanted to mention, because it was sort of when I first came to Cass County, I believe you were selected as the Dairy Princess.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was. It was when you were in high school. So, absolutely. So, you have a lot of memories of Cass County, and as you said, still have these ties to Cass County. But today, we want to talk about something that you have grown into. I guess that's a good word to use. But we're going to talk about your work, your artwork with gourds. And, Jean, I want to know, how did you get interested? How did you get started in working on gourds?
Well, I've always loved to garden, so, anything that would grow, and I'd try all kinds of things. And I have tried to plant gourds down here, but it gets so hot in the summertime, and it takes a lot of water, and it takes a lot of chemical spray to keep them going, and I just don't like to use chemicals, so I don't grow my own. But I think what really caught my eye one time was in a magazine I saw this coffee table that was completely covered with gourds. They were all coordinated with each other, and it looked like a fairly simple design. I thought, I'll bet I could do that. And so that's what I started, and I still have that very first gourd that I made.
Oh, great, great.
But things have expanded since then.
That's what I understand, and you can't keep all of them to yourself.
No, I don't. Family has received some, but I do sell quite a few of them.
And how did you get started in it's a business, Jean. Let's face it. It may be a fun hobby business, but it's a business.
Well, it is. And when you sell your gourds, it kind of makes you enthusiastic to try another kind. And besides, it gives you more money to buy more gourds and more equipment. More supplies.
Just keep on doing those gourds. So, let's talk about, I want to come back to the selling, but you mentioned equipment. What kinds of equipment have you used? Do you need if you're going to get into maybe a little serious? Yeah.
Okay. I have a very small gourd sander. Also have, for people who do any type of like wood carving or craft things at all, I have a Proxxon motor, and then you can plug various equipment into that.
Hmm.
I have a little miniature jigsaw and then a little micro motor that you can plug all kinds of things into. And I use like Dremel bits. And I use a lot of equipment that carvers would use.
Mm-hmm.
So since Walter's a carver, I get to borrow his.
And do you do wood, like wood burning, use the wood burning tool?
Yes, I do. I wood burn. I use a lot of Dremel bits. That will carve out that outer shell, and the outer shell is very hard, and so you have to have, I think, the carbide bits.
Mm-hmm.
But something that wood carvers would use maybe a diamond bit for, they won't cut through that outer layer of that gourd. It is so hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have, but it's all things that you can generally find at a big, like Home Depot, Lowe's, or something like that. And the other things, then, generally you can get online or you'll get involved with, if you get any of the carving or gourd books, they have distributors of the equipment.
And you
the little tools themselves, probably the most expensive one is probably about $75.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe the micromotor ran about $150. But you buy them once.
Yes. And use them.
Yeah.
Use them in a lot of different ways. What about paint? Do you use paint? Or stain?
I don't use paint as much. I use dyes. I like to play with the dyes. There's a water-based dye, and there's alcohol-based dyes, and they both have their purpose, and I like to use both of those.
Mm-hmm.
I also use a transparent acrylic paint, and on occasions I will use acrylic paint. I just like the look of the other better.
I'm thinking it maybe lets the gourd, kind of natural gourd, kind of shine through.
Right, it does. You know, and gourds somewhat have a greening, or of course they have mold patterns, and then they just have a pattern all of their own, and I like to see that. Uh-huh. I like the natural looks as much as possible.
Now, you mentioned your husband, Walter, and he's the one who could tell you about the tools and got you started in kind of going into this.
Yes, he has the tools. He carves wood animals primarily, although he does a lot of relief carving. So he has the Dremel tools, or originally had the Dremel tools, and I used his to start with. But yes, he's carved for probably 30 years, so...
And you go to sales, the fairs, and so on together.
Oh yes. The Texas wood carvers have a state show, and then the local wood carvers have a show of their own, and they usually last for a couple of days. And because gourds are considered a wood, they don't allow just anybody to come show me. Gourds are considered to be a wood. So I'm allowed to have a table to sell my gourds there. And like the wood burning, if I have gourds with wood burning on, I can also enter those into the show.
Mm, excellent.
So that's kind of fun.
Yes. Jean, if somebody wants to get started, I mean, I know if you go on the internet, you can see a ton of pictures. But you mentioned a magazine. You know, where else do you get helps and information?
I look to see, Iowa has Iowa State Gourd Society. Google that, and it'll pull up some information. I thought that Iowa would probably have several, they're called gourd patches, not a gourd club, and I wasn't finding the gourd patches. But, yes, go on site or on the website, and you can see, all kinds of things. But if you'll just go to the Iowa Gourd Society, it'll pull up a whole list of things that are related to Iowa, and I would hope also would be some gourd suppliers. I really do see that.
Mm-hmm.
But the magazine that I get that I really like comes from the American Gourd Society. They have annual dues of $15, and then you receive four quarterly magazines. And the magazine always has various types of projects and gives you the full instructions on how to do them. So that's one way to learn.
And, Jean, I should mention that, when we're talking about these various sources, I should mention a couple of local resources. Last year, Pete Brown did a workshop at our garden seminar, and Bernie Havlick from the Armstrong Farm also has done some wonderful gourd decorating. So we do have a couple of folks that I know of that have gotten into the gourds. And the potential is it's just breathtaking, some of the gourds that I've seen.
Yes, they are. They're just beautiful. And there's just so many different things that you can do with them, because one of the things I do is the wood burning, but you can also weave like pine straw or the leather cord or sea grass, or I have even dried iris leaves and then dyed them, and you can weave those on there. I like to use a lot of the natural elements, and so I collect pine cones and acorns, seashells. any type of natural element that you can use for decoration on them.
And so, Jean, do they look like flowers when they get done? Do they look like animals, or they're just a beautiful arrangement of items?
Usually just a beautiful arrangement of items, although we have some people in my gourd patch that do take the gourd, and they'll make all kinds of animals out of them. They'll take pieces from several gourds and attach them, and they're really interesting to see.
There's no end to the creativity that's possible.
That's true. If someone's really interested in seeing all the things that can be done with a gourd, If they would go to the Arizona Gourd Art Enthusiast, just Google it, there are over, I think, 250 pages.
Oh my gosh.
Of art. And it just blows your mind.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do that. And I just can sense your enthusiasm, Gene, and we want to thank you so much for sharing that with us. It's been great to visit with you, Gene Joyce Horton in Dallas, Texas.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought. It is the marriage of the soul with nature that makes the intellect fruitful and gives birth to imagination. That's from Henry David Thoreau.